We have most certainly been experiencing adaption, or adaptation, that is, ever since the pandemic became the biggest concern in trying to tackle this problem. Changing the way we live has been the result. And what has this led to? There have been extreme measures and attempts to solve the problem leading to major financial disasters, with closure of many businesses and losses of jobs. We are now living in a world that is much different than it was less than 2 years ago, and society has been adapting to the changes. Some of the measures that have been implemented is the way that many people work today. Working from home is now the new norm. Homeschooling is also the new norm, even though several schools are slowly starting to integrate students going back to school again, trying to go back to normal like it used to be, even though this is still considered wishful thinking, since a lot of things still have to take place. A complete turnaround from just 2 years ago, where homeschooling was frowned upon and not even encouraged. It's very interesting how times have changed. The way restaurants, sporting events, entertainment in general are operating have also been heavily affected. There is very limited attendance for sporting events, which has been the new norm. Attendance to live music events like concerts hasn't even happened yet, but instead have resorted to live stream shows or drive-up concerts. The music and the movie industry has been heavily affected. Social interaction affected especially among children. Social distancing, even the way we greet each other without contact, is now considered the new standard. The requirement of wearing masks in public places is now the new norm. And we have seen how get-togethers and parties, especially during the holidays, have taken a major step back and basically considered a crime if you were caught participating in this. The complete control of social media sites informing the audience on what you can and can't say, and being threatened if one says anything against their new policies, is also something that is really coming into light more and more. Freedom of speech, as we once knew it, is now a subjection of speech. We are to bow down to what the scientists say. What they say is the right approach. What is interesting, however, is that the complete inconsistencies when you hear about the vaccinations, which are supposed to help. The nation's top infectious disease expert, we all know who that is, who has been vaccinated himself, said this week that there are things, even if you're vaccinated, that you're not going to be able to do in society. For example, indoor dining, theaters, places where people congregate. He also said that vaccinated people could still transmit the virus, even if they aren't sick for themselves, and for that reason, we want to make sure that people continue to wear masks despite the fact that they are vaccinated. Go ahead and ponder that. You know, you can, I'm sure there's a lot of questions, and I have read a lot of comments people said, the main one being, what is the point then? And then when it comes to double masking, he said that this just makes common sense to help spread of COVID-19. You know what's coming after that? Triple masking. I'm betting on that, I don't know. But see where this is all heading. The answers out there they're just seeking for, coming up with ways to try to tackle this problem, just brings on more confusion, more inconsistencies, more anger. We are facing the possibility of having to take vaccinations in order to travel, or to go to school, or wherever they try to force upon society. The protocols that are being put into place when it comes to traveling to other countries have really hit the extreme. And this even affects many of our members when it comes to traveling, let's say to the Passover coming up, or possibly even the feast. Having to quarantine in a country you are traveling to, and then again when you return, why even have a job, right? or how can you even afford it? Having to spend money on COVID tests both ways, not to mention the challenges of even being able to get a flight, since so many flights aren't even available anymore, which also means steep prices. It's ridiculous. And on top of that, vacation havens like Greece are pushing for vaccine passports to boost travel, while France and Germany worry about discrimination against the unvaccinated. And this is something that the EU leaders will debate on, supposedly this week, if they haven't already. This is sources from BBC, CNBC, and The Guardian. We are being told and expected to adapt to this new change of lifestyle. Even though these things are happening, and much of it which is out of our control, God obviously knows about all of this, and these things are also happening for a reason. We in the church are being put to the test to see how we respond to these changes, but we also need to be vigilant and wise in our thinking, making sure that we do not contradict what God teaches. And society also has been more accepting of these things that are a complete abomination in God's eyes and against what he specifically commands. This is not just the virus that we're talking about. This is a lot of things that society has now opened up to acceptable, and you better not say anything against that or you will be targeted. So where is God in all of this? Trust is increasingly fading away, and God is being left out of the picture more and more. We know things are changing, and we know where the world is heading. Remember what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. Why did God destroy that city? And it is prophesied to happen again. Notice 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. The things that we learn about in the history of the Bible are there for a reason, because history does repeat itself. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. These are the very things that we're seeing today anyway. These are things that we have seen in the past, and it is getting stronger and stronger with a lot of these things. But it is interesting what it says in verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. So there's a lot of people who may be playing that role or acting out there, portraying themselves as godly. But those are the type of hypocrites that we have to be careful and vigilant about. And these are the type of people that we should be turning away, because those kind of people can also affect us in our thinking if we are not careful. Now, we still live in this world and in this society, and we are still surrounded by its ungodly ways. But we are not to live like that. We are not to be a part of that. But we are to do what it says in verse 10, the same chapter. But you have carefully, what you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Verse 13, evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. This right here is the truth. The truth and the trust that we must follow. It is no easy task, But remember, with God, all things are possible. The Bible provides us with knowledge and solutions so we can become spiritually secure, and we also get to teach that to others. But not everybody listens and takes the advice. However, maybe down the road they will. They'll wake up, especially when things get worse and worse. But what we must do is keep on teaching, keep on proclaiming the truth, revealing to all that there is something better out there. And we need to be aware of how the world is trying to change things. Have we noticed that, especially tapping into religious beliefs, ignoring what is considered unconstitutional by making it more acceptable to the public? I'm referring to those very things that God prohibits. But what does God have to say about that in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17? First John 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. This is a promise that God gives us by putting our lives into his hands according to his will. And we have been given a special understanding from God to live a life which he has intended for us to help us overcome sin around the world. And we can do it through his Holy Spirit, for we are the first fruits. We are set apart from the rest and have been given this gift now, before everyone gets to experience it in due time. It's a huge responsibility that God has put on our shoulders. But there's a reason why he gave us this responsibility. Because he also has faith and trust that we will do the right thing. Notice Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. Ephesians 4 verse 17 through 24. This I say, therefore, testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. We are to move forward. We are not to dwell on past things. We are now the new man to put off what we once did. This is what sets us apart from the rest of the world. Because we have God's Holy Spirit within us, we have the knowledge to make right decisions and not be blindsided by what the world has to offer. When politicians, when scientists, when the gods of this world, let's say, say things that people want to hear instead of the truth. The only truth that we know is what we are reading today, right here in this book. However, we can easily get sidetracked and lose focus when we don't allow his Spirit to work within us. By studying, by praying, meditating on his words, fellowship with like minds, and I mean fellowship with like minds, observing his commandments, observing his holy days and the Sabbath, which we are doing today, while the rest of the world has no clue yet on what this day actually pictures. Sometimes it comes down to just praying. What more can you do than that? And we pray the same things over and over again. Everything is in God's hands. Everything is in his will. And we do everything that we're supposed to be doing. And the rest is in his hands. That's where the long-suffering and the patience come to, that's for sure. By having a positive attitude We also have faith that God continues to bless us. And when times get tough, and they will get tougher, instead of letting ourselves get too frustrated, we produce a spiritual change by prayer and faith, which is a powerful weapon. And our worrying diminishes since we know what God promises us and the gift that he has given us, which is the Holy Spirit, which is our strength. That which has not changed is what God has been commanding us from the very beginning. Consistency, standing up for the truth, doing what we have been commissioned to do with boldness. And we will continue to do so according to God's will and not giving into the threats of man, which go against God's law. So when the world continues to compromise and be given up to a change, let us do what it says in Romans 12 and verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or test what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.